Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It is the Bob Almanac time here at Total Country Bob FM, and despite the pleas of their marketing consulting firm, their repeated pleas from their marketing consulting firm, Authority Fence brings you the Bob Almanac here today. Thank you so much.
Would you reconsider?
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. He has only premium country estate final products, and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com and click on their free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. Mm-hmm. So today is Monday. It's April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. So far, no tricks that I know of. You know, this would be a bad day. April 1st would be a bad day. It'd be very inconvenient if this is the day that the aliens finally come here. Because nobody would believe it.
No.
Be like War of the Worlds.
Right.
Nobody would believe it. They would go, this is, you know, I'm going about my regular business.
Mm-hmm.
Until the little, even if the little green man shows up at your door, you're still going to think it's a prank.
Right.
Don't you think?
For sure.
And definitely. So happy April Fool's Day to everybody. I hope everybody had a nice Easter yesterday. This day today, 1891, we had a new gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum.
Yeah, the Wrigley Company, William Wrigley Jr. Founded his company in Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
Juicy Fruit, Double Mint, Spearmint. Don't forget about Big Red, Neil.
Right. They didn't do two there.
A double pleasure is waiting for you. Double Mint Gum. A double pleasure is waiting for you.
Clove.
Were they behind either Hubba Bubba or Bubblicious? Is one of those Wrigley? I don't remember. Of course, they eventually bought the Cubs.
Yep.
And speaking of the Cubs, 1930 this date, catcher Leo Hartnett of the Cubs broke the altitude record for a catch by catching a baseball drop from the Goodyear blimp, 800 feet over L.A.
Nice catch.
I wonder if was that where Cubs had spring training? Didn't they have their minor league team was like the L.A. Angels, weren't they? Those were the Angels
before there were angels.
Yeah. They played in what was known as Wrigley Field over there. There was a Wrigley Field in California.
Huh.
As you know. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
That there's a Wrigley Field over there where the Angels played before. There were the actual Angels there in Major League Baseball. But 800 feet. So how high is our radio tower?
500.
So add 300 feet to that. You go to the tower. Look up there and
put our 500 and our 300-foot tower. We have a 5 and a 3. The AM is 3 in Princeton.
When it's standing.
When it's standing.
When it doesn't get hit by a municipally owned lawnmower.
Correct.
So,
wow, 800 feet. Yeah, that's tall.
I got it. I hope you got it, because if it hits you in the face, I hope he had his head. Oh, did he have his catcher's mask on?
I hope so.
This is 1930.
That's not one where you want to throw it aside.
No, but that's why they had a catcher do it.
Yeah.
That's a pop. That's a major league pop-up. Yeah. I don't even know if Dave Kingman could go 800 feet.
I don't think so.
That was a state 1930. 1945, here's a newsreel.
Lieutenant General Buckner and Vice Admiral Turner observed the 5th Fleet's terrific bombardment of Okinawa.
Okinawa, this date. We invaded.
One intrepid rocket launching ship moves in close to pulverize shore defenses.
Yeah, this was the date. U.S. forces invaded Okinawa during World War II. We were getting closer to Japan. It ended up being the bloodiest battle of the war.
There were some bloody ones.
More than 12,000 Americans and 110,000 Japanese lost their lives back in 1945.
And that's a newsreel with a guy that didn't have a British accent.
There's a few of those out there.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good, but I didn't like it as well.
We actually did produce some actual American newsreels back in the day.
That's good to know.
1946, Weight Watchers was formed. Back in the mid-40s, already people saying, yeah, we're too heavy. We got to lose some weight. Let's do Weight Watchers. Remember when Oprah was part of Weight Watchers?
I do.
She actually used it to lose weight?
Uh-huh.
You know how she did? She gave everybody a pound. You get a pound. You get a pound. You get a pound. She had to lose a bunch, so she was doing that for a while. I understand she has sold her interest in Weight Watchers.
Yes.
Did you hear that news as well?
Yeah. That is my understanding as well.
1967. You've been here. I'd like to get there and visit. The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Very nice.
In Nashville opened on this day in 67. Hasn't been around that long.
No. No. I haven't been inside. I did the Ryman. They have kind of a little museum and store and a lot of memorabilia.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, so, but the Country Music Hall of Fame, I need to get there.
And do they have inductions every year?
I think so. Yeah, there's, I just saw the class for this year. It sounds like it's going to include Toby Keith, which they normally, you know, may not do, but I can't remember who else. There was somebody else involved.
Well, that was back in 67. Let's move on to 1971.
American Motors Gremlin is the little economy car that doesn't economize on the engine. Because it's the only one with six cylinders, not four.
Oh, no, you don't.
So while a Gremlin is small enough to get you into tight spots...
I didn't realize.
It's powerful enough to get you out of them. And only American Motors...
This date in 1970... I said 71, but it was actually 1970... The Gremlin was introduced by American Motors Corporation.
They specialize in making ugly cars.
They did. They made sure that their cars were ugly. Uh-huh. And this was the Gremlin. Really short back end. Maybe the first American car that didn't have a trunk.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very short back end. And it could fit in places if you could get it there.
Right.
You know, if it was running and you could park it in small little places. And then they built that and sold that since till 78. And then is that when the Gremlin came? Or when the Pacer?
Yeah, the Pacer came then.
The moving, the traveling, the fishbowl on wheels.
Yeah.
The AMC Pacer.
Equally, maybe even more ugly.
I don't know. I always thought that the Pacer replaced the Gremlin, but maybe there was some crossover as far as the Pacer. And I test drove my first car I purchased, I test drove a Pacer. It's like it didn't have power brakes. It didn't have power steering. It was rough. I think I think a buckboard or a covered wagon would have been smoother.
Right.
But I went with a Ford Fairmont instead.
Well, there you go.
From Towsley. No, Barnett. I got it at Barnett.
Barnett Ford.
Right there, White Bear Lake. Yes, White Bear Lake. So that was this day. We got ourselves a Gremlin.
Very nice.
This date in 71. Hoyt Axton was not involved. Let's move up to 1983.
Wait, John, I'm gonna bounce you off every wall in this office!
Try it and you'll be walking funny tomorrow. Or should I say funnier?
You know, I always wanted to pop you one. Maybe this is my lucky day, huh?
You disgust me. I hate you.
Are you as turned on as I am?
More.
For visiting the finishing line there, but everybody knows that was coming. That's a great sign.
It is a great bit.
Great bit, a great scene. Sam and Diane kiss for the first time on Cheers.
Oh, what year was that?
1983.
Oh.
So end of
season one?
Yes, near the end of season one.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in 83. And that might not be our last Cheers bit.
Oh, nice.
Here today. In the news a year later in 84.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mary Hart.
And I'm Ron Hendren, soul singer Marvin Gaye, whose career spanned over 25 years, including the birth of the Motown sound to the 80s, was shot to death yesterday in Los Angeles. Dick Shoemaker reports.
69-year-old Marvin Gaye Sr. was taken to police headquarters in downtown Los Angeles last night after being booked on suspicion of murder in the death of his son.
Ugh.
Marvin Gaye.
It's just hard to even hear.
Dead, shot by his son, his father, Marvin Gaye Sr. Marvin Gaye Jr., the son, was only 44 years old and probably had a whole lot more music to give us.
Was alcohol and or drugs involved?
It was something.
Yeah.
1984, 85.
Jackson, and there are just 5 seconds
Game's
left.
Over.
There will be no dynasty. Villanova has done it.
What happened?
This was the state in 85. Villanova, one of the great upsets in the history of the NCAA basketball championship game. Remember they beat the Georgetown Hoyas?
Yes, I loved it.
Raleigh Massimino.
Right.
Never combed his hair once during the tournament. That was his good luck charm.
Yeah.
That was his good luck charm.
He was a beauty.
His hair was always askew.
The Big East then with Georgetown and Villanova and Lou Carnesecca at St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a great basketball
What happened
conference
to him?
At the time, I don't know.
All the power went elsewhere, like
right.
to the SEC.
So that was just 2 years after the, you know, the North Carolina State upset of Houston, right?
Yeah, Phi Slamma-Jamma.
Yeah, and then we have another major upset because Georgetown heavily favored, I do believe.
Let's move on to 96. Hang on here.
96.
Interrupted the dream just seven pitches into the Montreal Expos game against the Reds in Cincinnati. Home plate umpire John McSherry turned away from the action and headed toward the tunnel leading to the crew's dressing room. McSherry did not make it. The 51-year-old McSherry collapsed in the grips of a massive heart attack. A stunned crowd of 53,000 watched doctors who rushed from the stands to help, but could not.
That had to be a scary scene. If you're in the stands... And they have video of it, too. It's awful.
It's terrible.
Umpire, 51-year-old umpire John McSherry.
He was a big guy.
Passed away. The Reds and Expos in Cincinnati in 96.
Very sad.
1999.
What's the matter, Ronnie? Masculine itching?
How'd you know?
When I experience masculine itching, I reach for Extra Strength Itch Stopper Plus.
How does it work?
When your body heats up, Ronnie, enzymes mixed with bacteria can cause unsightly discomfort.
Boy, howdy.
But with just two fingers of the patented oily balm applied to the affected area, you...
Get TiVo and skip the stuff you don't want to see. Learn more at TiVo.com.
TiVo was introduced. That's Ronnie Lott and Joe Montana, by the way.
Okay.
In that commercial.
I bet you they paid them a handsome
yes.
sum.
Well, TiVo, 1999, and digital recording and pausing of TV was introduced. And now everybody's got it.
Right.
Everybody's got DVR. But this was early on. I mean, cable channels, cable providers, DirecTV, they didn't have DVRs yet. So this was revolutionary, this TiVo thing. You seem dumbfounded. Do you remember TiVo? You must
remember
TiVo.
Well, I do, but I don't remember that commercial. I mean...
Well, it's TiVo.
I understand.
It's TiVo. It revolutionized the way we watch TV.
For sure. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Who watches live TV now other than sports? A lot of the stuff we watch shows, whether it's TV or whatever, mostly, you know, like sitcoms and things... We just set them on the DVR, and then we watch them at our leisure.
At our leisure, yep.
So
it's a wonderful thing. When what that was
1999.
Okay.
TiVo,
okay.
Made by Philips, was introduced and released about 2009.
Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Albania, along with Croatia. Joined the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I believe the musical group Serbs and Croats also sang and performed at the ceremony.
Summer Breeze.
Yes, that was in 2009. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Okay. Allie McGraw is 85.
Do you have the waiting of the Middle Ages?
Do you have your own library, Preppy?
Would you answer my question, please?
Would you answer mine first?
Look, we're allowed to use the Radcliffe Library.
I am not talking legality, Preppy. I'm talking ethics. I mean, Harvard's got 5 million books in Radcliffe.
Ryan O'Neill was the Preppy and the lovely librarian, maybe the best-looking librarian in the history of libraries, Neil.
And yeah, she's right up there with Mary, the librarian from Music Man.
Allie McGraw. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have her hair in a bun either.
Oh.
Which is surprising. I thought that was required hairstyle
for
your librarian.
Librarians.
But to Allie McGraw, I liked her even better in Convoy.
Oh, sure.
She was
that's
in the movie
right.
Convoy.
That's right.
Allie McGraw is 85 today.
Pop music.
Neil, what do you think of pop music?
I remember it well.
His performing name is just M. The letter M.
Mm-hmm. Is it the bad M like the Twins' new logo?
No, it's actually a good M.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a stupid star over it.
Okay, good.
Robin Scott, happy birthday, born this day in 47. That makes him 77. Shannon is gone. Yes. Here's a one-hit wonder for you. It's about a dead dog. Is there anything sadder than a dead dog?
No, not really.
Except for that woman that didn't die when Old Yeller, didn't cry when Old Yeller died. Right? And you know this song is actually about Brian Wilson's dog from the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Now, you hear Henry Gross sing. Is there any doubt that he was also part of Sha Na Na?
No.
Can you hear in his voice?
Oh, yeah.
His perfect Sha Na Na voice.
Yeah.
He was originally in Sha Na Na. He and Bowser would hang. Henry Gross here today. Happy birthday, 73.
That's Charlie Carter talking to you. And what he's saying is mostly true. I mean, if I didn't know where George was when we were married, I sure don't know where he is now. But,
That's Annette Toole playing Tammy Wynette in the 1981 made-for-TV movie and biopic Stand By Your Man, Neil.
Ooh, yes. Annette O'Toole.
Yes.
Okay.
What did I say, Annette Toole?
Yeah.
Well, they added the O later.
Yeah.
When they realized she was Irish.
It may not seem right to be singing it now, but...
She don't sound Irish right
no,
there.
No, she doesn't. She was on the TV show Nash Bridges, but how about Tammy Wynette?
That's good.
Today.
Did a nice job.
72. So this lady walks up to and onto the stage at Britain's Got Talent, looking like your unmarried spinster aunt with 10 cats.
Right.
And then she starts singing, and this is what you hear.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Her name is Susan Boyle.
You didn't expect that, did you? Did you? No.
It was stunning. You see her and then you hear her and you, oh my gosh.
That was impressive. That's her audition tape or audition song. And even Pierce Morgan was stunned.
Yeah.
And what's his name too, the other guy? Who's the famous judge?
Yeah. What's his face?
Not Pierce Morgan.
Yeah, the other guy.
Susan Boyle, 63. We have country music here today.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field.
Yeah, I didn't look into it. See, I wonder, did Annette O'Toole sing the parts in that made-for-TV movie?
Nobody's gonna get
hurt. Kip Moore is 44 here today. We also have from SNL.
Thank you for having me, Seth. So, Jebediah, you were actually underwhelmed by President Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, calling it silly and saying the history would soon forget it.
Correct.
How do you feel about the newspaper's retraction?
I stand by my words. They're cowards, Seth. In fact, my first draft was much harsher, and I was told to tone it down.
Oh, wow. So what was the first draft?
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It goes as such. 4 snores and 7 yawns ago, this reviewer watched the president's speech at Gettysburg, and let's be honest, Abe, you dropped a real Lincoln log.
As Jebediah Atkinson on SNL, great bit, he was the 1860s movie reviewer. It was pretty good.
Oh, that is a good bit.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
His name is Taron Killam.
Okay.
42.
Okay.
She grew up on the side of the road.
From Lady Antebellum.
Right there.
Lady Antebellum. Hillary Scott.
Yes.
38 today.
Her mom could sing a little
Linda
bit.
Linda Davis.
Yeah.
She grew up slow, like American honey.
Didn't Very I nice. Just hear that they're coming to town?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And our rapper of the day is Kid Ink.
Mm.
Kid Ink.
Like INC or
INK?
INK.
INK.
Okay. I didn't know if he was incorporated.
If it was INC, Kid Ink LLC.
Yes.
He's 38.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today. You just saw a King Kong type of effort yesterday. Writer Edgar Wallace is the guy who penned the screenplay for King Kong. and he was born on this day, 1875. University of Michigan football coach. They had some great battles with Ohio State when Woody Hayes was there and Bo Schembechler was at Michigan. Longtime Wolverine head coach, born on this day, 1929. He was the man in charge at WKRP in Cincinnati.
He was a station manager.
Right. I'm the Arthur Carlson of Bob. Gordon Jump was the actor.
And much like him, you also think the turkeys can fly. Uh-oh. Right? Right.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, the humanity of it all. Gordon Jump ran the ship there and did it in his own unique style.
And don't forget, he was also the Maytag repairman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for a long time. Gordon Jump was born on this day in 1932. Same for this lovely and super talented singer, dancer, actor, Debbie Reynolds.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
Can we hear some more? That's really good. Debbie Reynolds there was in so many great shows, movies, and did some fine singing. 1932.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Before we get to him, I do want to mention the real Don Steele. Did most of his radio work out on the West Coast, but was a nationally known disc jockey, 1936. Now, we're here in the Isley Brothers. That's pretty good. I'm sure the real Don Steele spun this one at some point. That's Rudolph Isley, one of the Isley Brothers, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and he was born on this day, 1939. From the group Toto, their drummer Jeff Porcaro.
You can also play a mean cowbell and the woodblock.
It's all part of percussion work.
It is.
So maybe we should say percussionist. I think a pretty well-known riff here.
Oh, he's got the maraca too.
Doing it all. The great Jeff Porcaro.
How many arms does the guy have?
He's an octopus. Born on this day in 1954. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
I think your staff forgot Jim Ed Brown today. I didn't hear any Jim Ed Brown.
No, that's very disappointing.
And the song that they were
singing. Of the famous Browns.
Right.
Was for baby.
Papa Top.
He did some work. Was he the one who did with Helen Cornelius?
You are correct.
Yes, they farmed a
for guys
very dynamic duo.
I Don't Want to Have to Marry You was one of their big hits and one of my favorite duets.
Bless this hour of meditation.
Fine singer.
Yeah.
Jim Ed Brown, what year?
Little Jimmy Brown, born this date 1934, died 2015.
Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Brought to you by Authority Fence. Nice. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Don't Get Me Started, Rhett Akins, Kenny Chesney looking ahead to summertime, mm-hmm. or George Strait looking all for all of his exes and his ABCs with All My Exes Live in Texas?
I'm going to start with Kenny Chesney today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany.